Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to discuss about the time that kale almost killed me. The time that the vegetable kale almost took my life. And how that impacted me every day since. I find that often we have situations in our life that we don't look at and understand the reason for it. Why did that happen? Why did I go through that? And so let's go back to that night. That night where I was sitting there eating a poke bowl. And I had the poke bowl, and I had tuna, and I had kale, and I had some brown rice in there, and some scallions, and some ginger, and that sort of thing. And I'm sitting on the balcony at my apartment, and I'm eating with chopsticks, and I'm on the phone talking to a good friend. And I'm talking to that friend, and we're laughing and talking, and I'm eating, and I'm eating, and, you know, we're laughing, and we're giggling about some stuff, and some funny jokes, and talking about old Simpson episodes. I know that many of you can relate, you know, some of those Simpson episodes back when we were growing up were pretty funny. I mean, they were good. They were the ones that you kept on VHS tape, right? You kept them on as a kid, and you watched them as long as you had a VHS recorder. Some of you went on and transferred them, and, you know, you digitally transferred them. I respect that. I didn't go to that extreme, but I understand doing that. And there I am laughing and joking around. And all of a sudden, I begin to choke because it was very thick kale, by the way. It was supposed to be sauteed, definitely not sauteed. It was thick, solid kale. And I remember I started choking. And my friend was still laughing, and I'm trying to laugh, and I'm almost gasping for air. And I couldn't even get a word out. And I remember hearing him on the phone. I could hear, Ashley, you there? Ashley, I can't hear you. You there? But I couldn't answer. And I remember putting the phone down. I was like, I have to focus on not choking. I have to focus on getting this out of my throat, moving forward. I have to focus on living, and I have to focus on how am I going to do this. And in that moment, all of a sudden, time stops a bit. I don't know about you if you've ever experienced this. Many of you probably have. You might have been panicked. But I realized that the only way to make this work is for me to slow down and figure out what I need to do. And that's exactly what I did. And so anybody, if you ever get in a situation, definitely slow down and begin to realize what needs to be done, because we have to take time is of the essence in this moment. And I remember I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to kind of cough it up. I'm doing everything I can. I'm trying to just slow my breathing down. I'm trying to focus. And I actually ended up, you know, I was able to get the kale out. I was like coughing it up. I was doing whatever I could. And I finally got it up. And, you know, just trying to throw it up, you know, that kind of sort of thing. And I finally did. And I finally got back on the phone several minutes later. And my friend was holding onto the phone because they could hear something in the background. And they were really worried because I had recently moved. So they didn't know my address. They didn't know where I was living. They didn't know how to get in touch with somebody to help me. They didn't know how to call 911. None of that. And so that was a very interesting experience. And I remember when I finally got on the phone, it was like, oh, my God. You know, your throat's like, oh, my God, you know. And they're like, oh, my God, what happened? I was like, well, I was choking. And I had had that happen to me multiple times before with kale and salads and poke bowls and that sort of thing. And that was actually the last time, not that I'm against kale, it's just the last time that I've personally eaten kale, just because of the fact that I almost choked to death, because I don't want that to happen. But I realized, is it the kale or is it being in the moment and being able to slow things down? I think that many of us take these small things for granted. And I don't really know, though, if it's small. To me, you know, being able to breathe is not a small thing. But you see how we take it for granted. You see how we have a tendency of just assuming that's just going to happen. We're going to be able to chew, breathe, swallow. All that thing's going to happen. All of those things are going to take place. And everything's going to work out. And I realized in that moment that there's a possibility of that not. And I started realizing that I had so much going on. And I was doing so many things at one time. And so many stressors and all these things going on in my life that I started realizing that I had to really slow down and focus. I had to slow down and focus on what I needed to focus on in that moment. And it really put things in perspective for me. And so the whole reason why I wanted to discuss the concept of how kale almost killed me is because I think it's powerful in the subject matter of what's really happening. Because I even thought about it. I thought, oh, isn't that horrible? It's like everybody goes to your funeral and they're all wearing those kale shirts, you know, like Kale University, kale instead of Yale. I mean, all that stuff. Horrible. No, didn't want that to happen. Definitely not death by kale. Don't want that to happen. Don't really want to talk about death in this moment, but wanted to make a joke about that. So think about it. What are some things that you might be, you know, pushing to the wayside or not really thinking about or not focusing on that are important because you're dealing with a lot of stress or anxiety or drama in your life? And this is a big question because many of you out there have a lot of things on your plate. You got a lot of responsibilities. You have a lot of, you know, there's financial responsibilities. There's work responsibilities. There's family responsibilities. There's also feelings and emotions and all these things that you're going through that you're processing on a daily basis. You know, dealing with friends, dealing with coworkers, you know, dealing with your feelings, dealing with marriage issues, marital issues, romance issues, the lack thereof, or having too much issues or having too little, or not being able to communicate, having communication issues with your spouse, significant other. You know, maybe you're in a marriage that's like a roommate situation. Maybe you're dealing with parent dynamics that you're having to take care of. Maybe you're, you know, helping, you know, be a caretaker for somebody and you feel like your life has been put on the back burner and you feel overwhelmed with all the work that you're having to do and everything you're having to contribute and the things that you have to get done and the responsibilities. And all these things can be weighing on you quite a bit. And, you know, when things are weighing on you, we have a tendency of not focusing on the things that need to get done in the moment. We're not focusing on the inherently important things that have to be maintained. And so many times as you're going through stress and anxiety and responsibility issues and fear and all that kind of stuff, you know, some of these other things that need to get done fall by the wayside. So how do we pick those pieces up? How do we begin to slow down? How do we begin to calibrate things, you know, in a responsible way? How do we at least get some of these things done and managed that we need to do? Because I think many of you are kind of walking through this process. You have a job that you have to be at every day. So, you know, you have responsibilities you have to take care of. You have emotions and all these things going on. And so a lot of things that you need to be doing or small things that need to be focused on or even large things that need to be taken care of are kind of being shelved. And in this situation, you know, the ability to chew was shelved because you're processing things. And it was fun because my friend was making me laugh and it was a good thing. But, you know, there's the stress and things that are going on in life too, you know, that has you on the phone laughing about, you know, a Simpsons joke in that process, not thinking about, you know, bodily functions that have to take place that you actually have to focus on a bit and that sort of thing. And so I'm sure that you found yourself, whether you might have fallen, you know, recently a good friend of mine was racing to a meeting, was running late, you know, ended up falling down, like was crossing through like a lawn area at the office building, fell into a ditch, you know, hurt their knee, was bloody, that sort of thing, you know, kind of ruined their dress, that sort of thing. And I got a text message, oh my gosh, I just hurt my knee really bad, I'm bleeding. You know, I ruined my dress and I'm late for this meeting. How could this all happen? And I texted back and said, hey, don't panic. You know, try to get in there and take care of your knee. Make sure your knee's okay. Go on and message the people that you have the meeting with. Let them know you're running late. And I said, how did it happen? And her response was, you know, I wasn't paying attention. I was just racing. I was trying to get to where I needed to go and get there as soon as I possibly could. And I was racing to get there. And that's what happened. And that's what happens a lot of times when we're racing to get places, when we're racing to do something, you know, when we're dealing with lots of things and, you know, whether it's an auto accident or, you know, whether it's something else that just kind of goes by the wayside that we need to start focusing on. And a lot of times things can get, you know, forgotten. Bills cannot get paid because, you know, you don't think about it. You know, it's not on the forefront of your mind. And then you're dealing with a credit issue or those types of things. And so, you know, and those things get bigger and bigger and bigger and they become more problematic and they become more time consuming. They become more time consuming. And that's what is very, you know, overwhelming, is that we can be already having a deficit of what we consider time, and then dealing with these other things on top of that, which can be super time consuming, creating more challenging and stresses in our lives and those types of things. So definitely want to be aware of that. Definitely want to be aware of what we can do to minimize that, because falling and hurting your knee and doing all that stuff just adds to more pain and suffering. And so how do we begin to process this? How do we begin to slow down? And I've also realized too, in life, it seems that the universe gives us these lessons sometimes to slow down. And I think for the most of us, we get these lessons. They're not super, super horribly painful, but they really do change your life for a little bit. They can be life changers. I mean, in that process of the choking situation, it put into perspective the fact of how important life is. And, you know, and I know how important life is, but it also, you know, how fragile it can be and how important it is to live with, you know, thinking about these types of things, to do everything we can, you know, to stay healthy, to stay well. And these things are very important, and being able to think about that and work on that is very powerful. And that's where I think it's very important to be at, is to see that. And so things that we're taking for granted, first off, you know, and things that we're not really focusing on. And a lot of that is self-care. I mean, the idea of chewing your food is self-care. You know, the idea of taking a shower and spending, you know, a few minutes in the shower without, you know, stressing out and freaking out about what's happening that day or what's going on is self-care. I mean, I think that some of us have gotten to the point where we consider self-care vacations and bubble baths and all that. But really, self-care can be very minimal, but necessary. And sometimes we're not taking care of those things, which is just honestly eating right, taking care of ourselves, just, you know, getting some sleep, just trying to get some sleep, trying to get some exercise, those things, and actually doing it are the bedrock of those things. I mean, that's what's so important, being able to be aware. I've had clients that have told me that, you know, they weren't focusing, they fell, or, you know, they had a fender bender, and the amount of time and effort that added to their life. So it's like you go from having, like, you know, you feel like you have no time, and then all of a sudden, you stack this extra responsibility or problem on it. I had a friend of mine telling me one time about one of her good friends that was really going through a stressful time, was very depressed at the time, and, you know, it was a freak accident, but, you know, she was going to take, I think it was like a cholesterol pill and some vitamins, and she took the bottle, she wasn't thinking, and you know, I don't know how it happened, it's a fluke accident, I don't think that this person meant to do it. Now, I haven't personally talked to this person, I know the person that knows the person, but instead of swallowing the pills, the person took the little Ozarka cap, stuck it and tried and swallowed it, and you know, ended up in a hospital. And, you know, they were able to get it out. But that, I mean, think about that. I mean, you're already stressed, you're already anxious, and now you got to go to the hospital because, they have to do something like that. And that, to me, it just adds, you know, to already the stress and strain that's already in your life. And so today's podcast is dedicated to anybody that has been under stress and strain lately, anyone that feels overwhelmed, and anyone that's just needing to kind of refocus their life and get a better focus on what really matters. And that's going to be very important here going forward, especially throughout these years. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of stress. You know, even if you turn on the TV for one moment, you're going to get stressed out about what's going on as well, not to mention the responsibilities and the things that you're dealing with in your day-to-day life, you know, your friends, your family, yourself, your marriage, your romance, whatever's going on, and being able to process all that. So today's show is dedicated to anybody dealing with stress. I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on how to really handle this and how to overcome this, but also how to put things in focus, because we need to put it in perspective. We need to put it in focus. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm discussing how kale almost killed me. Yes, kale, the green leafy vegetable. How it almost took my life. And, you know, for many of us, we've had these experiences, whether we've almost choked to death, or we've fallen, or we've been in a fender bender, all these things that happen, maybe not a fender bender, maybe a lot worse than that. And in the moment, we didn't have time. In the moment, we were preoccupied. In the moment, we had all this on our mind. And it's not until after the situation happens and you're dealing with the aftermath, no matter how difficult it is to clear away, no matter how fast it is to clear away, you still think about it. And you think about all the work and everything you had to go through and everything that went through that and how interesting that is. And in the moment, it's painful. Because we go through that painful process, we live through it, and it's stuff that we don't even have time to do. You're thinking, how do I have time to do this? It's like when you come down with an illness, I don't have time to be sick. How in the hell can I be sick? I don't have time. For the love of God, why? And this is really challenging, too, because when we're going through stress and we're going through anxiety and we're going through even maybe a slight depression or however you're feeling, this can really take us to rock bottom. You know, how can this be happening to me? How am I going through this? And so, you know, in this process, we have to step back, and it's so hard to take a step back in our own lives. It's so hard to see things clearly because of the stress and anxiety we're under. It's so hard to look at things honestly and see things for how they are. And so if you can try to, and I know that this is hard because in our own lives it's almost impossible. It's so much easier to step back and see clarity in other people's lives. And the one thing that I realized that I can do is I can see clarity in other people's lives. And so I just keep telling myself, you know what, there's clarity in this situation. I might not be able to see it right this moment, but somebody else will be able to see it because it's there. It's not that bad. It's not horrible. You know, there's something to be said about it. It's not that bad. There's going to be some way out. There's always another way. There's a way to something, and there's always a reason for something. You know, I've dealt with injuries before where I'm like, how can this happen? How did I get injured? How did this happen? And it's like a fluke injury. Isn't that the worst thing when you go to a doctor? Wow, that's a fluke accident. How did that happen? You know, and it's like you don't have this miraculous story to tell about how you jumped off this cliff to save this dog that was endangered, or you know, or you jumped out of your car and jumped into a burning car to save this elderly woman. You know, you don't have any of those stories. It's actually quite the opposite, where you don't even want to tell it, and when you tell it, everybody just feels bad for you. And then you're like, why am I dealing with this? And I've realized that if we step back, it's to slow us down. It's to refocus what's happening. And if we can try to slow down in the moment, if we can try to slow down in the moment, we might not have to go through this. And I know that many of us have had to go through the hard way of life, right? We've had to do the hard lessons. Other people can tell us what we should or shouldn't do, but we got to do it the hard way, right? We got to do it my way, you know. I did it my way. We did it the hard way. And we did it the really hard way. And we did it the hard way over and over and over again. And in that process, we eventually learned not to keep doing it. But that was one particular lesson we learned the hard way. We probably learned multiple lessons the hard way. So I understand that it's easier said than done. But what I'm saying is if we can slow down in the moment, we don't have to deal with the pain and suffering on the back end. And so when things are too stressful, when things are too overwhelming, when things are too out of control, when things are too this, when things are too that, right, that becomes a problem. And when that happens, we get ourselves into a situation where something bad happens on the back end, right? So whether it's an auto accident or a choking situation or a fall or whatever that looks like. You know, I've even had clients that have gotten up on ladders, and we'll talk more about that and how that happened and how they wish they would have just taken a moment to really think about what was happening so they wouldn't have gotten hurt. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Mike Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA Radio News.
Russian officials say that the countries that supported a $60 cap on a barrel of their oil may not see a drop of it in the future. They're reacting to a decision by Western supporters of Ukraine, which includes the United States, on what they would pay for crude from the Kremlin. President Biden says he knows that an agreement with rail workers forced upon them by him and Congress does not have the sick pay that they wanted, but he insists that the fight is not over for that. Workers and Ford unions that deal with heavy freight, workers and Ford unions that deal with freight rail were blocked from striking after the president signed a resolution. Iranian state television says there will be a new nuclear power plant in the southwestern part of their country. The announcement comes amid tensions between Washington and Tehran. Indiana's near-total ban on abortion is blocked by a second state judge following a lawsuit. The U.S. is out of the World Cup, falling to the Netherlands 3-1. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about how kale, the leafy green, almost killed me. And how almost killing me really puts some things in perspective of how I need to slow down unless I want to deal with some other stuff that I just don't want to deal with. And I know that you've been through things recently that you just don't want to deal with, but guess what? It happened. It happened. And in that process, it was a learning curve. It was a painful learning curve. It was super, super painful. And so let's talk about that and what we learned from that. So if we can just slow down, because the one thing that we all think about later on down the road is, why didn't I slow down? Why didn't I give myself time? right? Why didn't I give myself time? Because we all actually have time to some degree, even though we might not realize it. And I know that I have a really tough schedule, and I know that many of my listeners and y'all have a tough schedule as well, like really super tough, and there's a lot going on. And you start the morning off really quickly and really early, and you end really late, and there's a lot going on. And many of you are eating late at night because you get home late. You're working out late at night because you're home late. You know, it's just a lot. And so you're dealing with a lot of responsibilities. But we all can take some time to really think about how I need to play it safe to some degree. I need to put my values and things that are important to me in perspective, because I don't want to have that other thing on the other side happen where I have to take this extra time out to deal with something that I didn't really need to manifest. You know, I didn't need to manifest that. And I think, why do these things happen? Is, you know, because the why factor is always a big thing. Why? The why God, why did you have to do this to me? Why is this happening to me in my life? Why in God's green creation am I having to deal with this? And I find that any time that I have had, like, a fluke accident, you know, like one of those accidents, you hate that, right? You always want to have that accident where people, like, it's in the news where you're like this amazing, like, savior, and you come down and you save people, and everybody goes, oh my God, this person saved this entire busload of kids, you know, and they're in the hospital, but they're recovering quite well, and they're everybody wants to be that person with the accident. You don't want to be the person that's like, yeah, well, I was walking out of the office, I was late to a meeting, I fell off a curb, and I, you know, broke my ankle. Nobody wants that. And, you know, breaking an ankle is not an easy deal. You know, these things are really, really painful. Like I was talking about right before the break, the concept of falling off a ladder. You know, I've had clients, I've had friends that literally were going up there to look at something on the roof, weren't paying attention, phone ringing, something else going on, they decide to go up there, they do it, bam, they're on the ground. Okay, some people have been in really, really serious pain and had to have surgeries immediately. Others not as bad. But at the same point in time, it's like we got to slow it down, put it in perspective, and really think about what really matters in our life on a day-to-day basis. And some things just need to be slowed down. And I realize that if we slow it down and we take a bird's eye view of some things, we can actually step back and analyze it and see it for what it is. Taking a bird's eye view, stepping back, analyzing it, seeing it for what it is, we can really learn a lot about ourselves. We can learn a lot about ourselves, and we can learn about a lot about why we've gotten into these situations and consequences in the past. Because these consequences that come from these fluke accidents are not fun. They change our life for a long period of time. I mean, the last accident that I had, you know, the kale was the kale, but that was scary. That was scary. I mean, you know, the imminence of death because of a vegetable is super scary and sad, because like I was saying, you don't want people wearing kale t-shirts at your funeral. You know, I mean, come on, there's got to be something better than that. You know, you got to do something better than that. So it's like you got it. Not to anybody that's ever, you know, choked to that. That's horrible. But what I'm saying is that that's something that I know that they did not want to do. Okay. And so it's like looking at life and saying, okay, you know, how do we put this in perspective with that situation? It was painful for only a few, you know, for like an hour after, but the fear factor was there. But when you have like an accident where you hurt your leg, you break your leg, you know, something like that, that can be something that goes with you for months. That can change your life trajectory. That can change a lot of things. And for many of you, like myself, if you enjoy exercise or you enjoy some type of exercise, that can be really harmful because of the back end of that, right? Because you do something and then you can't do something you love that helps you to be calmer, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're stuck and you can't do it. So it's, you see how it's just like it's just an add-on effect to the pain and suffering that you're already dealing with. So we don't want to manifest any of these things to happen, so we have to slow it down. We don't want to manifest any of these things to happen, so we have to be calm and collected and slow things down. And that can be difficult because many of us are not used to slowing down. Many of us are unaccustomed to that type of reality. And also, many of us are surrounded by people that also don't slow down, so that's also customary, too, for us to forget that or do things. I've realized, though, that when we're not slowing down and we're consistently not slowing down, the universe is going to want to slow you down to some degree. The universe is going to want to slow you down. And I also think principle-based wise, we want to be slowed down as well to some degree, but we don't realize it because we're missing things. And so ultimately, like, the universe to some degree goes, oh, wait, boom, do it. And maybe we co-created it based on what we really need, not based on our own consciousness, but based on the subconsciousness of what we need in that moment. And so that can happen. And I know that it's one of the most painful things, and it's like, well, I guess I need to be on my own here. I need to take some time to focus my energy and figure out what I need and want in my life and really think about that. And one of the things that I've realized lately, and this is a big takeaway, and I hope it's something that maybe, you know, you can share with other people and really think about this in your own life, is that I've realized that a lot of times, you know, when I'm healthy, and this is something that I've dealt with my whole life, is my health issue and with the condition I was born with, and some of you know about that, and being, you know, almost dying on the operating table and those sort of things. This is real. And so my health has always been a concern. But there's times that I take it for granted when I am feeling good. And then I find sometimes, like, when I'm in pain and I'm hurting, you know, it's so painful. And it's like really focusing on that and realizing, okay, these things are happening or those things are happening, but I got to put it in perspective. You know, I gotta put it in perspective. I gotta realize, okay, I might be dealing with this or that, but I do have this going on in my own life. I do have these things going on in my own life. Look, I do have my health. I do have this going on. And those are things that we need to examine and focus on. Those are things that we need to understand and see and remind ourselves the importance of those things. To remind ourselves the importance of those things and being able to see them for what they are. And that's what's so important. That's what's so important to do. That's what's so important to have. That's what's so important to be. And that's really going to help you too as well, to understand your place and your situation and to see the value in what you're doing day to day. And also to, like, take some stress off, too, because there are some things working out. Even though there might be something big in your life that's challenging, maybe tragic, overwhelming, causing you stress, anxiety, fear, maybe that's going on in some area of your life, but it's not in every area of your life. And that can be hard to see, you know, because sometimes we group it all together because we have one thing going on that's not going the way we want it to, or it's stressful, or it's falling apart, or whatever's happening. And we start focusing on that and super focusing on that and bird dogging on that. And that is challenging and it can feel overwhelming. And you got to step back. And it's hard to do this because that one thing can be taking over your life. That one thing can be creating a lot of, you know, taking a lot of mind share. And you also got to be aware of that, too. How much is that taking of your, how much of that is taking of your brain power? How much of that is taking of your emotion? And that's something to really focus on. So when you're driving down the road today and you're not focusing and you finally come into focus and you go, oh, my gosh, how long did that take and what was on your mind? How long did that take and what was on your mind? And I want you to really think about that, because whatever was on your mind at that moment is the thing that's really taking up a lot of your mind share, especially if you're not focusing on the road or not focusing on that. And so other things are kind of going by the wayside. We got to understand that and see that for what it is. We got to understand that and see that for what it is so that we can be aware of that, so that we can be aware of that situation, so that we can understand that that's happening, so that we can be aware of that and eliminate that. We might not be able to eliminate those actual thoughts, but we can be aware that it's taking up a lot of our mind share. We can also begin to be aware of what we can control and what we can't control and that sort of thing. And that's something that you really want to focus on and understand, process, delineate, and see. Because whatever that is, I mean, I want it to work out for you. Whatever it is, I want it to get resolved. But most of these things that you're probably fixating or focusing on cannot be resolved in a moment. And that's painful, too, because the brain wants a solution immediately. The brain wants a solution immediately, and without getting a solution, it becomes stressed out and panicked. And that panic causes anxiety, depression, fear, all those things that do not help us. And they create us to put ourselves in the positions of kale choking you. So think about it. So we have to focus on those things so that we don't have these things happen, so that we realize that there are good things happening in our life. There are things that are sustainable. There are things that are powerful. There are things that we can control. There are things that we can do. And we have to just do them. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming because we need to do it. We just need to do it. Get it done. We need to just get it done and move on. And some of those can be some of the challenging things to do because we don't, because of the stress level or the anxiety or in the procrastination, we don't want to do it. And, you know, when we're sad or depressed or whatever, the procrastination becomes a big deal, and that can be overwhelming. And that's something that I really think we got to think about as well, is that, you know, that's something that can be overwhelming and stressful and something that's, you know, not the easiest thing to do and not the easiest thing to handle. And so being able to process what we can and can't handle, be able to process what we can and can't deal with, being able to process those things and understand those things to really get to the crux of what really is causing us stress and anxiety in our life and how to get through that. So I want you to analyze that. What is on your mind? What is plaguing your mind right now? What are the things that are really plaguing your mind? What are the things that are really, really causing you stress? And really write that down. What is it? What's the stress coming from it? Why is it causing you stress? And what are the things that you can do about it? What actions can you take to minimize some of the stress? What actions can you begin to take to lower the stress level? What actions can you take to make things better? And, you know, other people involved in the situation, talking to them, connecting with them, having a conversation with them, explaining to them, seeing where they're going to be, getting their input, having that conversation. All these are important factors. All these are extremely important factors that have to be focused on. And these are the things that we need to take care of. And if we can get to that point, we can begin to really analyze our situation. If we can get to that point, we can begin to slow down. Because the whole point of this podcast, the whole point of this concept, this whole point of me telling you about how Kale almost killed me, is to slow you down so that you don't do something like that. That creates more problem in your life, that creates more havoc in your life, that creates more anger, resentment, sadness, depression, loneliness, overwhelming, anxiety-ridden. So that's the crux of it, is really eliminating as much as we can of the fear, seeing the problem or whatever you're dealing with in a full focus, analyzing what you can do to solve it, having the communication as much as you can to solve it. But in that process, I'm not here solving the marital issues. I'm not here solving the work issues in this exact podcast. Now, we solve other stuff in other podcasts. But right now, this is the process of eliminating the fact that you could get hurt and your life could become even more stressful if you don't slow things down. That's the point. Your life could be more stressful. Things could go wrong even worse if you don't slow things down. And, you know, when we think about that, we begin to gain more control because we say, okay, yeah, I'm going to take it slower. I'm not going to race to this meeting. If I'm running late, I'm going to slow down. I'm going to take care of what I need to take care of. I'm going to go on an email and let them know that I'm running late. I'm going to do what I need to do, and I'm going to refocus. And that's something that really needs to be done. That's something that needs to be done so that you don't put yourself in a painful position having more problems. And if you're already there, so if something's already happened and you've had one of these freak accidents that I've been talking about, you're still alive, okay, that's a good thing. And you're probably in a depressed state right now. And you're probably angry about the situations and circumstances that took place. And I get that too. But there's a way out. And so that's what we have to look at and analyze. What is the way out? And then what have we learned from this experience? What have we learned from this experience? What can we take from this experience that we can garnish something from so that it's not a waste? What is it that we can gain and garnish from it? What is it that we can take and learn from this situation so that it is not a complete waste, so we don't feel completely resentful? And that's what I want you to work on right now, because if you're in the state of mind and you've done it and you're laying in bed and you got all these things going on and you're thinking about how life is passing you by and you couldn't believe this freak accident happened and you got a cast on or whatever's going on, I want you to start thinking, what was it that got in the way of me focusing? What was that? How did it happen? and how do I stop that from happening again? Stay tuned. I got more coming up. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about how that moment in time when Kale almost killed me, how it put my life in perspective. Many of us have had these fluke accidents where things have happened, and thank God we live to tell the tale. But what happens? You know, think about it. We live to tell the tale, but usually it's a long, laborious recovery period that we just did not need to deal with. And why are we there in the first place? Because we weren't thinking. Because we were racing through life. Because we didn't think about what we needed to do. Because we weren't putting into focus what was important in that moment. We were living in our mind and thinking about what we needed to deal with, the stresses, the anxiety, and the things that we were going through, instead of honestly thinking about what we needed to work on and really slowing things down. And I know that that can be challenging, and many of you might be in this position saying, hey, I had that fluke accident. I'm laying in bed. I had this cast on me. You know, I'm going through this process, and it's horrible, and it's painful, and I'm very resentful, and I'm very angry right now. And if you're in that position, we've all been in that position. I've done many things throughout my life, and it was based on the fact that I had all these things on me, all these fears and responsibilities, stresses and all that stuff, and I was unable to calm and slow down in the moment, and it caused that. So slow it down. The biggest thing is to take that away from it. If you can take it away from it and not repeat this, you have won. You have won. You just have to not repeat this action. If you can do that and take it away from here, you will have won. You will have actually won. You will have been a winner. You are a winner if you can do that. And that's what's so powerful. And I think many of you, everybody that listens to my show is a winner. Everybody that listens to my show, you know, you're highly intelligent. You're super focused. You know what's going on. You're doing your best. You got a lot of things on your plate. You know who you are. I don't have to explain this to you. But the best thing about this is if you're going through it or you have gone through it, slow it down. Slow it down. It's just as simple as that. And I know that's hard, but I want you, when you start racing through things and you're driving like a bat out of hell, all these things are going, I need you to slow it down. Just why am I driving like a bat out of hell? Why am I running down the sidewalk from my office? Why am I doing this in the rain? Why exactly am I doing this in the rain? Okay? Think about these things, being appropriate with our time and space, being appropriate with the things that we need to be appropriate with. Slow it down. Don't let kale kill you. Slow it down. And I'm going to talk about more flu accidents throughout this year and next year and everything else because I've had some crazy things happen. But in each moment in those, I wasn't seeing my surroundings properly or I was racing through something. And so I hope this has helped you. In the meantime, go to YouTube. Check out the video content that I put up all the time. I put it up weekly. Go to Ashley Burgess, A-S-H-L-E-Y-B-E-R-G-E-S. Ashley Burgess. Go to YouTube. You can also search up Life Coach Ashley Burgess. That's helpful too. Life Coach Ashley Burgess. Or just Ashley Burgess. New video content up every week on lots of things. On relationships, understanding. Understanding how to deal with, anxiety, stress, dealing with relationship issues, dealing with marital issues, all these types of things. Being an empath, understanding how to be, what it means to be an empath, all these things that can really be helpful to you. And I'm always looking forward to hearing more ideas from you and content that you would like me to create as well. So please be vocal, put it out there, let me know. I love it when people really tell me what's up because you're individuals who know what you need and that's what's important. Also check out the latest TikTok videos on TikTok and go to Facebook as well and Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at Ashley Burgess right there. And you can, and would love to hear from you. Comments, wonderful comments are always amazing to read and I definitely respond back to as many as possible. And I'd love to hear your perspective and what matters most. So remember, we want to slow it down. We want to participate. We want to focus. We want to focus our energy. We want to participate and focus our energy and see things clearly. We want to be there. We want to understand that. And we want to be in that moment. We want to be in that moment. We want to be in that moment. And that's where we want to be at. And that's what's so critical and so amazing. And once we can slow it down and not have these fluke accidents happen, guess what? We benefit greatly from that. We benefit greatly from the fact that we're able to do that. And that's where the benefit comes from. If you're in the process right now and you're dealing with it, hey, it's a learning curve. We've all been there before. Learn it. Grow from it. Let's not repeat it. That's what's so valuable about it. It happens. Don't keep beating yourself up over it. It's over now. Now let's recover, get back through it, get back in the groove, and let's move forward in our life, doing what we need to do in our life and doing what's best for us. And that's where we need to be at. You're successful, you're talented, you're smart, you got a lot of things going, so let's keep going that way. Let's keep moving and shaking in the right direction. If you'd like to start working with me and you'd like me to coach you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on coaching sessions, set up a coaching session immediately, and I look forward to working with you. Stay tuned, there's a great show coming up for you next week. Don't miss it. Check out the podcast, Live Your True Life Perspectives, with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, you know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
So it's great business time for Caladryl. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. It'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at Top Loss.